Nike was losing to Adidas and Converse until they took the biggest gamble in sports marketing history. They bet everything on a rookie named Michael Jordan. And they didn't just sign him, they built something exclusive, something the NBA tried to ban. The result? A $5 billion empire. This is The Partnership Playbook, a podcast helping sales and marketing leaders secure high-value partnerships that finally unlock business growth and reclaim time. I'm your coach, Phil Hay-Sinclair. Welcome to the show. Now, if you've only got 2 minutes, let me cut to the chase. In 1984, Nike wasn't the sneaker giant it is today. It was struggling, trailing behind Adidas and Converse. Then came a rookie named Michael Jordan. Nike didn't just sign him, they built the Air Jordan brand around him, knowing full well the NBA would ban it. But they turned that controversy into marketing gold. Today, Air Jordan is worth over $5 billion annually. And so here's what you can take away from today's episode. Number one, find an edge. Nike didn't need another athlete. They needed a cultural icon. Number two, take a risk. The NBA fined Jordan $5,000 per game for wearing the banned shoes. Nike paid that fine and made it part of the story. And number three, create something exclusive. The Air Jordan wasn't just an endorsement deal. It was a product built for Michael Jordan himself. Without this partnership, Adidas or Converse might have owned sneaker culture, but Nike played it differently. Let's dive into how they did it. In 1984, Nike's basketball division was nearly irrelevant. Converse dominated, sponsoring stars like Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. Adidas was the brand Jordan actually wanted, but Nike saw something others didn't. Jordan wasn't just a great athlete, he was a cultural moment waiting to happen. So they didn't offer him a shoe deal, they offered him a brand. So let's look at the three lessons that we can take away from this today. Number one, finding an edge. The right partner isn't just about reach, it's about positioning. You don't need just any partner, you need the right one. Nike could have signed any promising player, but they needed someone who would shift sneaker culture. Jordan had something more than talent. He had charisma, marketability, and a rebellious edge. So ask yourself, are you choosing partners who give you a real competitive advantage? Number two, take a risk. The best partnerships challenge the status quo. The Air Jordan 1 broke the NBA's uniform policy, and every time Jordan wore them, the league fined him $5,000. Instead of backing down, Nike turned it into a marketing campaign, telling customers that the NBA didn't want them wearing Air Jordans either. Demand exploded because the shoes became a symbol of rebellion and exclusivity. So think about it. Are you playing it too safe? Safe partnerships don't make headlines. If there's no risk, there's probably no reward. And number three, create something exclusive. A great partnership isn't a transaction, it's a co-creation. Most athlete endorsements just slap a name on an existing product, but Nike built a sneaker designed for Jordan's playing style, personality, and image. That made him personally invested in the brand's success, not just contractually obligated. If you want your partnerships to thrive, don't just make them part of the deal, make them part of the creation. So, why did this partnership make sense? This wasn't just about the money. It was about changing the game for both sides. Let's start with the fact that Nike needed basketball relevance. In 1984, Nike was mostly a running shoe brand. Their basketball division was struggling, while Adidas and Converse dominated the market. Signing Jordan wasn't just a deal, it was Nike's entry ticket into basketball culture. Number two, Jordan needed a brand that bet on him. Adidas was his first choice, but they didn't see his potential the way Nike did. Converse already had Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, so they weren't going to build a brand around him. Nike offered Jordan something no other company would: his own shoe, his own narrative, and his own legacy. Now, this wasn't just about competition, it was about culture. Nike wasn't just competing for market share, they were building sneaker culture. Air Jordans weren't just about performance, they became a fashion statement, a status symbol, and a cultural icon that goes strong even today. And here's the key takeaway. The best partnerships don't just make money, they create movements. So what were the results? Well, Air Jordan is now a $5 billion business on its own. Nike became the undisputed leader in basketball culture, not just footwear. and Jordan's brand outlasted his playing career and continues to dominate for decades later. Now, if Jordan had flopped in the NBA, the entire deal would have been a disaster. If Nike had played it safe, they'd still be chasing Adidas and Converse. But they bet on the right person, built something exclusive, and controlled the narrative. So, what are the final takeaways for you? If you want partnerships that change the game, find an edge. Who or what gives you a true competitive advantage? Take a risk. Safe partnerships rarely create breakthroughs. And number three, create something exclusive. Make your partner own the success, not just endorse it. Nike and Jordan could have just been another shoe deal. Instead, they built an empire. Before you go, I have a question for you. Do you worry that you're wasting time, money, and credibility on the wrong partnerships? It's exhausting to pretend everything's fine while quietly second-guessing your decisions. You see others thriving with the right connections, and you're stuck wondering if you're missing out on opportunities to elevate your business, your reputation, and of course the results you're trying to chase. But that stops today because I've created a free partner calculator to instantly assess if a potential partner is ideal for your business. This tool and the Tesla case study that comes with it will give you clarity, confidence, and the edge you've been looking for to secure partnerships that not only work, but help you finally grow your business. Follow the link in the show notes to get access to the Partner Calculator. Thanks again for being here. I'm your coach, Phil Hayes Sinclair. I'll see you in the next episode.